Thank you for calling customer service.
My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. I just received an inquiry on my credit card for $39.99.
All righty. Can I please start out by getting your zip code, please?
11954.
I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Walter Haluka.
Alrighty, give me 1 second. Alrighty. You spell your last name H-A-L-U-C-H-A?
Perfect.
Alrighty, I do thank you for that. For security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
166 Fairview.
Alrighty, I thank you for that. I'm waiting for this account to open up, please. Alrighty, sir, I was able to locate this account for you. I do see that you've recently called in and you are completely canceled for this, sir. You happen to have called in on June the 9th, it seems like, and they canceled you out of this. You can't be billed anything further because that cancellation did take effect immediately.
Can you please take that off my credit card because it's on there?
Give me 1 second. The charge of $39.99, is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They didn't. They canceled you, but you didn't make a request for a refund.
No, come on.
Okay. Yeah, a cancellation doesn't mean a refund. It means they just cancel you so you can't be billed any further. Now, I can go ahead and submit that refund and back to your account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for it to successfully post back to your account, but I did submit that refund back.
Okay, super. Do you have a refund number or some kind of thing? Because I want to call my...
Sure. That number that I submitted that refund back under should be the same as the cancellation number, but I'll give it to you again. It would be C as in Charlie, and that would be 260-517-308.
Okay, that's the cancellation number.
Okay, well, that's the same number that the refund is submitted under.
Okay. C as in Carol, 260-517-308.
That's correct.
You've been wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
What did I make believe I bought? What did I do?
What this is, it seems like you actually paid $7.95, and that was the shipping and handling to receive a Platinum Ultra smartwatch. And what they were billing you for, and that item happened to have been a welcoming gift to joining what was called the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happened to be an online gadget store. And they were billing you a membership fee for being enrolled in that.
All right. Okay.
But you are, when you called in, that cancellation took effect immediately. So you're completely canceled out of that, and that refund will go back to your account.
That card is no longer valid, so I...
it doesn't matter. Your financial
company,
they can actually issue it back to you.
Let me explain something to you. I've been having a running problem with this charge for 2 months now.
Oh, my goodness.
About the card, I have a completely different card.
That number I gave you, please, you can call your card holder and just give them that number so they can actually revert that refund to your new card.
All right.
Yeah, they can issue it back.
I really think you should find why these people are doing this. I was tricked into this, and I can't believe what they're doing. This is an absolute scam.
They are online merchants, sir, so... We can't control merchants when they go online to post anything. We have no control over that. All we can do is assist them.
I can explain to you that this is a big scam. Okay, and I don't know what the reputation is, or I don't know what your part in it is, but it's not a good reputation for the company, for you or your company that you're working for, if they are supporting this kind of shenanigans.
All we do is we just answer the phone calls because we're just a third-party call center.
Answering service.
Yeah,
well,
that's it.
I would tell the boss that this is a scam, and people, and I called to tell them so, and they shouldn't be involved in scamming people. They're making the scam that much worse.
Well, you can actually tell them, sir, but it is hard to control online merchants when we don't have any control over them.
Well, I'm telling you that this merchant is a scam. And they should look in. Shop Ultimate Electronics is a scam. And they should drop the account.
Well, I'll inform them of that.
Thank you.
I do thank you for calling customer service. And please have a safe and happy holiday.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.